A letter from Catherine to Sister De Sales White, December 20th, 1840.
My dearest Sister M. De Sales, I think sometimes our passage through this dear sweet world is something like the dance called Right and Left. You and I have crossed over, changed places, etc., etc. Your set is finished. For a little time, you'll dance no more. But I have now to go through the figure called Sir Roger de Coverley, too old for your memory. I'll have to curtsy and bow, in bar, presently, to change corners, going from the one I am in at present to another, take hands of everyone who does me the honour, and end the figure by coming back to my own place. I'll then have a seesaw dance to Liverpool, and a merry jig that has no stop to Birmingham, and, I hope, a second to Bermondsey, when you, Sister M. Xavier and I, will join hands and dance the Duval trio back on the same ground. We have one solid comfort amidst this little tripping about. Our hearts can always be in the same place, centred in God, for whom alone we go forward or stay back. Oh, may he look on us with love and pity, and then we shall be able to do anything he wishes us to do, no matter how difficult to accomplish or painful to our feelings. If he looks on us with approbation for one instant each day, it will be sufficient to bring us joyfully on to the end of our journey. Let us implore him to do so at this season of love and mercy. I am greatly comforted by the good account I hear of you. My poor old child says you are a comfort to her, for which God will bless you, as her place is very arduous and trying. Pray much for your affectionate M.C. Macaulay. P.S. I am rejoiced to hear of the baptism of your nephew. I wish the Princess Royal was such a fortunate child. I have so exhausted my words and thoughts writing a round of foundation circulars to each of the foreign powers that I never could have written this had not a lively spirit inspired me to dance through it. Air by Roderigue, Wherever Duty Calls Me.